was a bell. How's that? Is that a little better?
That's a little bit better. Take a breath. Hug your neighbor. Can't we all just get along? Of course we can. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. And listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Part Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out LittlePartMedia.com or contact info at LittlePartMedia.com. So it's election day in the rearview mirror, right? But one last-minute political ad left us wondering, what were they thinking? And Jimmy, when you and I paid attention to the game on Sunday Night Football, we were astounded. We couldn't believe what we were looking at.
I was shocked. And and first of all, I'll admit, I was asleep when it first aired.
Okay. I was awake, but I was certainly dozing off.
Right.
And I wasn't after this.
But I watched it on replay last night, and when it came on, I was like, wait a second. Did I just see what I thought I saw? And did I not hear what I thought I heard?
It was unbelievable.
Well, you know what, Dan? Even before POTUS, the current POTUS, was in office, negative political ads should be banned.
Oh, I agree with you.
100%. Yeah. I don't want to hear about the negatives of my opponent.
No. Certainly not the way they do it.
No.
It's always black and white. Right. It's ominous music, and it's outrageous. But putting this one aside, when you look at these ads on either side,
negative ads, we're talking about, right? Yeah,
you could if you buy into all of that stuff, what you come away with is that this person chops up little kids at night and buries them in their basement. And this other one, you know, goes around slaughtering cats.
Right. I saw that on Criminal Minds this week, actually.
I mean, that's what it is. They just find whatever it is. There's usually a kernel of truth to it, and they make it seem outrageous. So you go and vote for the other person.
Right. And I think it backfires. But then again, I think we're both intelligent people.
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry, exactly. But I'm going to go on a limb here thinking that.
It works. There's a reason why they keep doing this is because it works, sadly.
Right. Well, then smart people need to put a ban of some kind on these kinds of ads. Or let's limit the amount of airtime political ads can run.
How about that? How about a contract?
Salary cap.
Yes.
You know, like they do in sports.
How about a commission that looks at these ads and says, unacceptable.
Right. But you'll never.
That will never happen.
We'll never hear that. But I sure wish we could all get along, too, right?
I know.
All this shows, again, is the divide that's in this country right now. And you see what happened during the election, this midterm election. More people voted early.
Right.
Early voters than normal entire populaces during midterm elections in the past. I mean,
but
our early voters are out doing regular presidential voting.
But Jimmy, I think you made a good point when we started this off that this is not a new phenomenon where we have this. Certainly the extreme of it is new. But the ugliness that happens in the waning hours of a campaign season, you go as low as you can go because you're figuring if you can scare one or two extra people, that could be what puts you over the top. And I don't know how do you reverse that? I know I say it that I wish we could have some kind of commission where you vote on whether these things should be allowed on the air. Do I really want that to happen? No, I want us to have sort of a free system. At the same time, if I went to a network and said, I want you to run an ad that shows someone committing a crime, doing something, you know, killing cats, since we're on that subject.
Right.
They wouldn't air it. So there is a standard. They don't allow everything to get on the air.
Wait a second. The network has standards and practices.
They do.
They looked at this ad.
And they said it was okay. Yes. And that's the problem. Right. So that tees us up for what the ad, in case you missed it, in case you were sleeping like Jimmy and didn't have a chance to go back and look at it, or woke up at the last minute, or replayed it
this morning, yesterday.
So if you didn't, basically what it is, it was Donald Trump, it was paid for by the president, mm-hmm. His campaign, mm-hmm. and it was basically trying to gin up fear around the people who are coming to the border to invade America, right? All those people coming from Honduras.
Right.
And the gist of this this ad is to say, in that crowd, there are some ugly people, some people who are murderers and child molesters and all those kinds of crazy things. So you scare people, even though there's no evidence of that.
Well, the president said it could be.
It could be. There could be it. Tomorrow, a meteorite could fall, hit me on the head while I'm walking.
I understand. There's an alien ship out there,
exactly.
Okay, somewhere, and that's who to blame.
That's who you could use. It could be for pretty much anything. But this ad, what they do is they get an illegal alien, immigrant, whatever you call it, someone who came into this country illegally, who was a criminal, and he committed crimes. He was deported. He came back in again and ended up murdering, I believe, a border agent, a law enforcement official, and so they got sound of this guy saying stupid stuff, and they interspersed that with the crowds of people trying to escape, you know, persecution or difficult situation in their country, and say, this is what will happen. Republicans won't let this happen, but Democrats will. Using an old clip of a murderer who came into this country illegally to imply that that guy is one of the people in that crowd coming to this country to put you at risk. And there's no evidence of that. Putting aside however you may feel about the crowd and so forth, there's no evidence that illegal immigrants in this country are carrying out, you know, illegal acts more than any other person in this country. And this kind of ad, the fact that it was done in the first place, and then the fact that it aired multiple times, not only on Sunday Night Football, across NBC's platforms, it aired on Fox.
It aired on Fox until Fox said, you know what, this is racist, and we don't think this is something we should have.
And isn't that amazing? It was so bad.
It was so bad, Fox couldn't
that
even
Fox
do that.
Pulled it.
Right. NBC pulled it first.
NBC pulled it as well. It also was available across Facebook as well as part of sponsored content. Facebook finally pulled it down, but not after it had been, you know, sort of sent around. Although they did not limit it from being sent around individually. So if I had it and I could send it around, they wouldn't stop it. They just were stopping it as sponsored content. But again, you can't say this enough. Fox thought that this was too far, that right. This ad that was aired on national television on one of the biggest football games so far, I believe, of the year.
Certainly the most hyped.
Certainly the most hyped. New England was playing.
Yes.
Jimmy, as a New England fan, fell asleep, ladies and gentlemen. So that's news, too.
Only at half. Wait. I timed. Hang on a second. Right. I fell asleep at halftime.
Oh, so you took a nap. Right.
And I kind of oversleep.
So,
I missed the first Green Bay drive in the second half. That's all I missed.
So you planned a nap time mm-hmm. around halftime.
Yes.
And then overslept. Really?
Yeah, I can.
Do you actually set a clock or this?
No,
just
I can turn my body on and off whenever
really?
I want. I could take a nap right now.
He's taking a nap. 3, 2,
back.
1. He's
back.
Wow, that is amazing, Jimmy.
Yeah,
I learned something new about you today.
It comes from my days of meditation.
Wow. You can find yourself.
Yes, but I can also take a nap at like 2 hours after I wake up, too.
Well,
it's true.
Wow.
Drives my significant other a little crazy because she
amazing.
Cannot nap.
The other day when I saw you sitting there in the car, you were napping, not talking on the phone.
That's right. That's right. You saw that.
Right. We joke about this, but it seems to me that, yes, okay, so they clearly, at some point, everyone decided after the blowback from social media that this was a racist ad and it needed to be pulled. I can't understand why the networks didn't see this beforehand, and that's sad.
The other thing I think that we could talk about, Dan, in this and in these
no,
all
can.
These political
no,
ads. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. You're a Democrat. You're a Republican. You're a liberal. You're a conservative. I don't think that in any ad, if a human being is going to speak on camera about a candidate, I don't think that candidate should be labeled by their party. I just don't. Stop it. Just take it away. It's crazy.
Well, look,
I mean, they're paying for it. I know. And I don't like the two-party system. I'm a radical. I get it. But it is it just doesn't make sense to me, because all of a sudden being a Republican is a dirty word. Being a Democrat is a dirty word. Being a liberal is a dirty word. Being a conservative. These are labels that are destroying the democracy here in this country.
I don't have a problem with the labels, Jimmy, as long as it's all within truth, the context of truth.
Oh, but what is truth anymore,
well,
Dan?
Well,
my
yes.
goodness gracious,
I
what
still
network
believe,
do you watch?
I still believe in truth.
Yeah, well.
I believe the truth is still a word.
It'll set us free, right?
It'll set you free. Amen, Reverend. Jimmy.
All right, I'll go with that too, but I don't see a lot of truth out there.
No, I feel that if you are pointing out that the other side did something wrong, and it's legitimate, you know, this politician voted 18 times against, you know, funding Medicare or whatever it may be, if it's a legitimate, stark difference between you and that candidate, I think it's fine to point out the party. Where I have a problem is these ads. I think when these ads go low and low beyond low,
they
so not just
you
low.
You can't leave that judgment in the hands of political operatives.
No,
you leave it in the hands.
You leave it in the hands of the networks where these ads air. Ultimately,
somebody's producing them.
Right. But it doesn't matter. You can produce this stuff. If no one airs it, it's great production that sits in an edit room somewhere.
Wait a second. Now you're talking.
Yes.
Let's not air any political questions.
No, I didn't say don't air anything.
Oh, yeah.
I said when people there should be, since we have these lines that you must not cross. Clearly, there are times when networks, before they get to this point, they air it and there's blowback. They decide we're not going to air this because it goes against whatever guidelines that they have. And in this case, they missed something that was pretty clear to me was wrong.
Right.
It was made up. It was someone, you know, I could take an interview from 1977 or 1987 and I can chop it up and add it into whatever ad I want and make it look as if you must be scared. You know,
see, I don't want to hear about what a candidate, what makes me different from that candidate. I want to hear what you're going to do if you get elected. Now, granted,
I recognize
that it's all BS.
Yes.
And that
all ads are BS.
And politicians, in my prejudicial mind, are all crooks.
Yes.
Now, I know.
I can't say that.
But no. You know what?
Yeah, you can.
Based on facts, we certainly have plenty of evidence about
right.
that.
As we define crooks,
as we define crooks,
yes.
And you can't, but you're still going to have an impression made about a candidate talking about what they will do if elected. Period. That's the only thing I want to hear.
So, Jimmy, what you're saying is that TV ads, online ads, newspaper ads need to be positive.
Right. Well, excuse me. I think all of us should need a little bit more positive because we've been dragged into the negative hole.
Oh, wow. So, well, I...
Everything is negative, and you did this, and I blame you for this, and you're a liar, and that's not going to get anything done.
The problem is if everybody's positive, then you won't be able to tell what the difference is.
Let's get there and worry about it when we get there.
Ooh. Very nice, Jimmy. Thank you very much. If we think you definitely like this this episode because I did. This was interesting. Very spirited, Jimmy. Let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. If you have any questions or comments, reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.